Savitri, Book 5, The Book of Love, Canto 3, Satyavan and Savitri, pages 400 and 401. Out of the voiceless mystery of the past, in a present ignorant of forgotten bonds, these spirits met upon the roads of time. Yet in the heart, their secret conscious selves, at once aware, grew of each other, warned by the first call of a delightful voice and a first vision of the destined face. As when being cries to being from its depths behind the screen of the external sense and strives to find the heart-disclosing word, the passionate speech revealing the soul's need. But the mind's ignorance veils the inner sight. Only a little breaks through our earth-made bounds. So now they met in that momentous hour. So utter the recognition in the deeps, the remembrance lost, the oneness felt and missed. Thus Satyavan spoke first to Savitri. O thou who comest to me out of time's silences, yet thy voice has wakened my heart to an unknown bliss. Immortal or mortal only in thy frame, for more than earth speaks to me from thy soul, and more than earth surrounds me in thy gaze. How art thou named among the sons of men? Whence hast thou dawned, filling my spirit's days, brighter than summer, brighter than my flowers, into the lonely borders of my life, O sunlight, moulded like a golden maid? I know that mighty gods are friends of earth. Amid the pageantries of day and dusk, long have I travelled with my pilgrim soul, moved by the marvel of familiar things. Earth could not hide from me the power she veils, even though moving mid an earthly scene and the common surfaces of terrestrial things, my vision saw unblinded by her forms. The Godhead looked at me from familiar scenes. I witnessed the virgin bridals of the dawn behind the glowing curtains of the sky, or vying in joy with the bright morning's steps, I paced along the slumbrous coasts of noon, or the gold desert of the sunlight crossed, traversing great vasts of splendor and of fire, or met the moon gliding amazed through heaven in the uncertain wideness of the night, or the stars marched on their long sentinel routes, pointing their spears through the infinitudes. The day and dusk revealed to me hidden shapes. Figures have come to me from secret shores, and happy faces looked from ray and flame. I have heard strange voices cross the ether's waves. The centaur's wizard song has thrilled my ear. I have glimpsed the apsaras bathing in the pools. I have seen the wood nymphs peering through the leaves. The winds have shown to me their trampling lords. I have beheld the princes of the sun burning in thousand-pillared homes of light. So now my mind could dream and my heart fear that from some wonder couch beyond our air, risen in a wide morning of the gods, thou drawest thy horses from the thunderer's worlds. Although to heaven thy beauty seems allied, much rather would my thoughts rejoice to know that mortal sweetness smiles between thy lids, and thy heart can beat beneath the human gaze, and thy aureate bosom quiver with a look, and its tumult answer to an earth-born voice.